But I went up there, and I was not, I was planning on just answering as Maui, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, I started doing a Donald Trump impression.
I was like, I would choose a pig as a pet. Pork! All the time.
But, yeah.
Podcast.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Sarah, your co-host, and here's my other co-host.
Tegan.
How are you doing, Tegan?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so great. Well, we have our two Mr. Madison contestants. We have our Mr. Madison for 2025, Cade Linford. How are you doing, Cade?
What's up, guys?
And we have Carrie Fall with us as well.
What's up, y'all? A.K.A. Brown Sugar here.
How are you guys doing?
Not bad. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay, we just have a couple questions we'd like to ask you about Mr. Madison. First of all, who did you guys think would win? Like, let's be honest. Who did you guys think would win at the very beginning?
I had no idea. I didn't think I was going to win. I thought it'd be somebody that knew how to do a flip or, like, some kind of cool trick.
Yeah.
Like, because I can't do flips, so I was like, oh, I'm cooked.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, like, a Bryce strategy.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Buddy. Bryce or Grant. Yeah, Buddy. Yeah.
Like, either of those two, we thought yeah, were going to win.
Yeah, that's who I thought also, honestly.
Why did you guys want to do it in the first place?
I wanted to do it because last year I came to Mr. Madison, saw all the seniors last year do it. I thought it was hilarious. Christian Taylor as the Grinch was my favorite. I thought he was so funny. He played the character so well.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, I kind of decided I wanted to do it.
That's so fire. Carrie, what about you?
Oh, honestly, I've been watching Mr. Madison's. And ever since, like, seeing them, I thought it looked so fun. And then when I actually got to do the practices, it was actually really fun.
Yeah.
I would recommend it for, like, any non-seniors right now. So,
I agree.
Yeah.
What would you guys say was the funniest experience from the whole thing?
I'll go first. There was a lot of funny things that happened. There's definitely some good ones that I'm going to leave out. But one of the funniest moments was... was when, I don't know what exactly happened, but Lydia Lake, she pulled on some string and all the snow from, like, a previous play or something came out of the sky, and everybody was so confused because it was just all this, like, white stuff and, like, random stuff falling out of the sky. That was pretty funny.
That's amazing.
Yes, sir. One funny one that I thought was so funny, a Grant, for his talent, he was doing roller skating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he came up with this great idea. Just in case if he fell, he would have Bryce come over with a blanket, and he put a blanket over Grant, and then he'll reach under the blanket, and he'll say, "Push! Push! Push!" And he pulls out a baby elf. He's like, "It's a boy! It's a boy!" No, oh, I thought God. It was so funny.
That is funny. That's actually super funny.
And then Coach Reed said, "Nope, can't do that." I was like, "Fudge!
That's lame."
Honestly, I don't know why he didn't. I thought he was going to talk to me about the bell.
Yeah, he shot down a couple things.
Were you not supposed to do that in the first place?
Well, I mean... I thought I was going to get talked to about it because Derek, remember Derek?
Yeah.
Derek, he wanted for his talent at the end. Mm-hmm. He was going to pull down his pants. But he still had his costume on.
Yeah.
So it's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But then Coach Reese said no. And I was just like, wait, I can have my belt.
You can have the belt, but not
the B-kids. Like,
but not the pants falling down.
I don't know how he let that fly, but... I'm glad he did, because that was so funny. Everybody was, like, kind of afraid to laugh, but, like, still thought it was hilarious on the inside.
And I saw the principal, I think the principal was one of the judges,
mm-hmm.
and I saw his face, he was like, oh, what? He was like, wait a minute.
That was a highlight. That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, yeah. That's amazing.
So fun.
Yeah, that's so funny. What would you say the most embarrassing part of it all was for you?
I would say... For me, I mean, there was a lot of embarrassing parts. Just, like, getting out of my comfort zone in general for the talent part. Because, I don't know. I feel like not a lot of people expected that, it was a little zesty. The dance was. So, like, I definitely had to get out of my comfort zone for that, but it was worth it, but I was definitely embarrassed. And a couple times my voice cracked up there, which is okay, but, like, in the moment I was like, ah.
But, yeah, it turned out good. It was funny, though.
What do you think, Carrie?
Oh, I thought the dances were so zesty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were so zesty.
I was questioning reality for a sec, man. But,
oh, yeah, the dances.
I probably say my most embarrassing is when I went to do a what do you call the questions?
Self-expression.
Self-expression. Mm-hmm. And every time I get like a bad question, like, I always have a lot of questions that I like to answer, but I always get the ones that I don't care about. It's like, what spell would you cast it on and who? I was like, I guess sexiness on me, but. But
wait, did you actually say that?
No.
Oh, okay. I guess.
But I went up there and I was planning on just answering as Maui, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, I started doing a Donald Trump impression. I was like,
I would choose a pig as a pet. Pork! All the time.
But yeah. It was so weird. I don't know why I decided to do Donald Trump.
Wait, like, so that was on the spot where you decided?
That was on the spot.
Oh, my God. That was great. I thought it was hilarious.
It just came to mind.
And then they didn't let you do that.
Oh, yeah, they got mad.
That's what they stopped you from doing.
Afterwards, they got mad at you?
Mr. Reed.
Oh, yeah. They talked to me. I thought they were going to talk to me about the belt. But no.
Nothing wrong with beating kids, but Donald Trump
is
no Donald Trump.
No Donald Trump. Oh, I was so angry, bro. I was like, dang.
That's
just kidding. Oh, don't beat your kids.
Yeah, don't do that.
Why did you choose the character that you did choose?
Okay, so I didn't have a huge reason. I decided this like last year for some reason. Snape is the character that I chose.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, I feel like his personality is pretty easy to play, but also very, very like iconic and like recognizable. Just with his facial expressions and everything and his voice. So I just felt like it'd be a fun character to play. Everybody would, it would be relatable to everybody. Everybody would know, like, what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I could pull it off because I don't think it's that hard of a character to pull off. So that's mainly why I chose it. I also it's kind of hard to talk sometimes. I also thought about my talent.
I'm leaving that in there.
I thought about my talent and I knew I wanted to do something with singing, but I didn't want to just do singing because that's kind of boring. It's supposed to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it would be funny if Snape sang opera. I feel like that, like, kind of weird, like, curveball. So that's mainly why I chose Snape.
That's amazing.
Dude, the whole time when you did your talent, I thought it was a recording.
Really?
Yeah. Until the performance and I heard you, I was like, what the frick is in this cave?
This is not a bit.
This is not recording. He's actually singing it. You hit those notes, bro. It's like,
thanks, bro. Yeah.
So why did you do Maui and your talent that you chose?
Cause I'm brown.
I was gonna say. Cause
I'm brown. If y'all don't know, I'm like Polynesian, Tongan, and so I felt the best character that would fit me is Maui,
mm-hmm.
and especially I've been growing my hair out more, I probably fit the character more.
Mm-hmm.
The suit. I wouldn't say it was very
Maui.
It was more like a naked brown guy tribal suit. But
I thought you played the characters so well. I love the freaking the Polynesian, like, what, I don't know what the technical term is, the like one where you
haka.
Yeah, dude. And then when you finished the haka and you did like the little leg thing, that was just perfect. Like I thought, you know what I'm talking about? The two little stomp things.
Yeah, the two little stomps.
Yeah, that was perfect. You played the character great.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Oh man, you know one thing I wish I had on my costume was more leaves. But
left it a little uncovered.
Shout out to Mr. Snowgrove. Every time I walk by him, he's always like, whoa! I keep... It's like, bro, you need more leaves, man. I keep thinking you're naked. I was like, trust.
I feel like the leaves, as we kept doing rehearsals, the leaves gradually, like, fell off. I kept finding them places. So you started with, like, an all right amount, but by the time of the performance, there was, like, nothing.
Dude, that's funny.
Did you guys mess up on any other parts besides the leaves falling off the costume?
Oh, I messed up, like, a lot. Probably not, like, any major mess-ups. But, like, there was a few parts on the dances where I still wasn't super confident. But, like, I feel like I played it off for the most part. But there was I definitely could have had it better. Definitely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Definitely were some mess-ups.
I think the part I had the most struggle with was getting down the self-expression dance. I don't know why. I just guess I didn't want to be so zesty, but...
Wait, were you in group one or group two?
I think it was group... Oh, it was with you.
Oh, you were in the same, like, the...
Yeah, the... Unforgettable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one was so... That was so zesty.
Dude, it was... Yeah, so zesty. Especially the bikinis on top. I was like, whoa. But, yeah, I think that was though. The part.
I just kept messing up on
I did, too. I had to dedicate, like, 2 hours straight. Practicing. Like, I'm not even kidding. I don't know why I could not get that dance. Catherine was like mad at me because I just like stood there for half the dance, but I got it mostly by the time of the performance.
That's amazing. It
just took a lot of effort, I guess, which kind of sucked, but oh well, who cares? It's all over now.
Yeah. Okay, now about like the dinner banquet thing, how was that for you guys? Like, what did you do for that?
Oh, it was fun. The food was good. I mean, it wasn't like amazing, but I was so hungry, so that made it
good.
Gotta
fit into that costume.
Luckily, Catherine didn't make me wear my wig, so that would have been awful eating with a wig. I would have eaten the hair like a lot on accident. I'm not used to having that long of hair, but but the food was great. The freaking, anyways, yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
I ate a lot of food. I kind of felt sick after. But, yeah, it all worked out.
Yeah, I think we all gained, like, 10 pounds that night, bro.
Yeah. There was, like, so much, too. What did they do with all that? I was about to say, can I, like, take some for later?
I know, for real.
And then it was just gone.
They got, yeah.
What happened?
They all take it away. I was like, freak you all.
I know.
Like, come on, man.
What the freak?
Jeez.
Anyways. Oh, well.
That's fun. Well, what about your guys' bids? Like, how high was your bid? And also, how did you feel about that? For your date.
For my date? Oh, date? The whole time, I didn't know what the bids were for. I was like, I thought they're just bidding on us to who's winning. I was like, do I get the money?
That's funny. Yeah, what did they do with that freaking money? I swear. Oh, my gosh. Like, okay, anyway. My bid, I think it was at like 15, which is cool, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't get any of it, so I don't really care that much. But
I don't know. I wish we got the money.
I know. Or at least, like a percentage.
I know, right?
I could have paid for my lunch today or something.
It's for real, man.
My goodness.
All right. Who was your guys' dates for the dinner?
Oh, you want to go?
Oh, sure. Mine was one of my friends, Maya Bradfield.
Mine was Ellie Birch and Kenzie.
Oh, two?
You had two.
Two for one.
They, okay. I guess they both combined.
Bogo? And oh, I was shoot. Wow.
Yeah, when I met them, I basically talked to them for a little bit and then grabbed my food and went back, talked to them for a little bit, and then, like... Not because, like, it was awkward, not going to lie. Like, I know she likes me, but I'm like...
Oh. Oh, oh Carrie.
Oh, yeah, this is recorded. Oh, no.
What?
Shout out to Ellie Birch and Kenzie. You guys are... Thank you. Thank you for the bets, though. I appreciate it. Thank you. It was a fun time. We had a fun time.
Who did you guys get along with the most? And what was like a fun experience with them?
I did it with, like, one of my best friends, Charlie Miller, so of course he's gonna be up there, but then I feel like I got along with all the guys pretty well. They were all super nice. Everybody was so nice there, and just like supportive and funny, and just like the energy was great for the guys. it's hard to pick one person specifically. I feel like it was just all great.
Yeah, it kind of felt like just like one big family. Yeah. I don't know. It's like one awesome. Big brotherhood. Mm-hmm. We all chilling.
It was great experience.
Fun. Who was like in charge of you guys? Like who taught you all the dances and stuff like that? Like who's like your leaders?
There were a couple people. The main ones were like I feel like Catherine Pulsifer was definitely, she taught like the self expression dances and like questions and stuff.
Catherine, you need to do your laps. Yeah. She hasn't done her laps.
She might be doing them right now, actually. She's doing track or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's trying pole vaulting out, apparently.
Is there anything else you guys want to tell us about Mr. Madison?
I just want to say thank you to everybody that came and supported us. Thank you to all the guys and everybody that helped with it. It was a great experience, and I'm very glad I did it.
Yeah. I'm very glad I did it, too. Thank you to everyone. All those who want to do it, please do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know there's a limited amount that can go into it, but sign up as soon as you can, bro. Don't hesitate.
Yeah, you won't regret it.
You won't regret it, yeah.
I was hesitant about doing it at first, but it's really not a big deal. I mean, even if you just want to do it, and you don't even have to think about winning at all. Just do it for fun. It's just a lot of fun.
So much fun.
Yeah, good bond building thing. It's great. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, I think the best thing about it is just getting to know the other people. Yeah. Not just your group, but, like, the girls, too.
Yeah.
And so, it was a fun experience.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you to Cade and Carrie for coming on the podcast. And check out all our socials at mhsbobcatbeat.com. And come back next week for another podcast. Thank you.